Without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting, oh, like a ship without a sail. Without him, I can do nothing. Oh, without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. If you love him, say yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. My soul says yes. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day that you have made. For we declare right now, God, that this is the day that the Lord has made. Because you made this day, God, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for another day of promise, another day of victory, another day of blessings, another day of overcoming, another day of everything that you have promised for us as we have breath in our lungs. Thank you for allowing me to wake up this morning in my right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for a mind to serve you, a mind to praise you, a mind to seek your face early while you may yet be found. Thank you, God, that as I enter into this day, I don't have to worry about being led by the spirit of fear, because you have not given me the spirit of fear, but you've given me the spirit of power and of love and of a sound
online. So as I prepare myself for this day, I already have the tools and the equipment needed to be victorious on this day. I'm bold enough to declare that no weapon that's formed against me shall be able to prosper, God, because you have already spoken into my life. For you know my ending from my beginning. You are Alpha and you are Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end, and you have everything that I need and more. So where I need you, God, you'll be right there, God. When I need the most help, God, you'll be right there. And if I'm willing to seek you early while you may yet be found, God, you said that you would walk with me, God. You said that you would walk with me, Lord. And so if you're already with me, oh, God, I don't have to worry about anything that the devil tries to throw my way. Because you said, for lo, I'm with you. And I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. And so, God, as I prepare myself, as I begin to prepare myself for this day, God, I already know that you are the way. And I know that you've already made the way of escape for me. As long as I continue to keep my trust in you, as long as I continue to keep my eyes on you, I don't have to worry about the snares. I don't have to worry about the traps. I don't have to worry about the tricks, God, because it won't work against me because I belong to you. And if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. So my old ways and my old habits, I don't have to worry about those things creeping up on me today. They try to rear their ugly heads, Lord, that devil and my flesh try to get the best of me. But I declare right now that he won't get the best of me today. That as we continue to put our flesh under subjection, as we continue to consecrate ourselves and to present our bodies as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable, Lord, we declare right now that our flesh won't get the best of us, not today. It will not get the best of us today in the mighty name of Jesus. We're not going to allow anything to separate us from your love. It won't be tribulation. It won't be trial. It won't be sickness. It won't be distraction. It won't be things above. It won't be things below. It won't be anything, oh God, that will be able to separate us from the love of God today. Because we know, God, that you have everything that we need and more. God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, because when we allow sin to reside in us and when we allow our flesh to lead us and to guide us, those are the things that cause us to be separated from your love. So, God, I ask this morning, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, God, I pray that you would cast it out of me right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood, because the blood is required for sin. I plead the blood, because the wages of sin is death. I plead the blood, because I don't want to come before you, God, and you say, I don't know you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. But, God, I want to come before you, and I want to make your name glorious, Lord, today. I want to come before you, Lord, and I want to see your glory manifested in my life. God, I want to come before you and for you to say, servant, well done. So, God, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, wash me in the blood right now. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole with him? Nothing but the blood. So shine your light, God, and allow your blood to saturate me and purify me and purge me even now, God, in the name of Jesus. And create me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me, a spirit that walks right, a spirit that talks right, a spirit that reflects you, and a spirit that lives right, a spirit of holiness, a spirit of consecration, a spirit of sanctification, God, a spirit that reflects you, God. Let your glory, God, let it shine in me this morning. And let your glory, God, walk with me today. Let your spirit, God, abide with your people today, God, because we need your glory, God. We can't make it without your glory, God. We need your glory, God. So come to more and have your way even now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, shine your light in us. Show us our insecurities. Show us our infidelities. Show us our limitations, God, because I desire to be more like you. And I don't want anything to cause a separation between me and thee today. I need your glory to be revealed so that your light can shine into me. Because the least that I can do is to be holy and acceptable. That's my desire, God, today. Not just in the morning, not just in the noonday, not just in the evening time, but all day long, God. I want to be holy. I want to be acceptable because that is the least that I can do. It's not the most, Lord. And sometimes we think just living holy is the best that we can do. But God, you expect so much more from us, because then you go on to say, and be not conformed to this world. Because if we're holy and acceptable, then we won't allow this world to, God, reflect upon us, and for us to allow ourselves to conform to the ways of this world. Help us, Lord, today. God, as we continue into day 12 of our consecration, Lord, we don't want and our consecration to be in vain. We don't want our service and our worship to be in vain. So, God, help us to put flesh under subjection. For those that mind the things of the flesh, oh, God, they are minding the things that will lead to death. But those that mind the things of the Spirit, God, you said that life and peace comes to them. And, Lord, I know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So touch us today. From the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, lay your hands on us right now. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, wash us and shine it out and uproot it right now, God. And then lay your anointing hand, your healing hand, your empowering hand on us today. So, God, if we need strength, God, pour out strength into us. If we need healing, Lord, oh, God, heal our bodies right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. If we need direction, Lord, order the footsteps of your people right now, God. If we need a way made, Lord, make the way like you always do. Make ways out of no way, God. Do it for your glory today, so that I might worship you, so that I might adore you, so that I might bless you with the fruit of my lips all the day long, God. I want to be like David said, Lord. I want to bless the Lord at all times. I want your praises to continually be in my mouth. And then not only do I want it to just continually be in my mouth, Lord, but I want your glory around me all the day long, so that my soul will make her boast in the Lord, so that those that are around me, God, and those that are believers, that the humble will hear thereof and be glad. And then as we all get together, then we can declare, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For you promised us, Lord, that when two or three are gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst. And then you also said that you come in and that you inhabit the praises of your people, that when we invite you in, when we make your name glorious, oh, God, when we lift you up, God, you say that you will draw all men unto you, God. And when you draw us and you come in and you rest in our praise, you rest in our worship. And when you come in, God, you don't leave things the same, but you come in as a strong and mighty rushing wind, God. And you fall afresh on us and you come in and heal. You come in and deliver. You come in and break the shackles, Lord. You come in and loose the ties that bind. When you come in, God, you show up great and you show up mighty. And we long for your presence, Lord, today. We long for your abiding spirit. We long for your refreshing wind to fall upon us and fall afresh on us this day. Another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us to see, and another day of victory already is ahead of us. But you know the way that we should take. You know the way that we should go. So we don't lean unto our own understanding. But God, we admit that we are going to acknowledge you this day. If I didn't acknowledge you yesterday, God, please forgive me. But Lord, I thank you that your mercy is new every single morning. So God, I acknowledge that I am nothing without you, and I acknowledge, God, that you are God. So please, Lord, direct my pathways today. I pray, God, for my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would strengthen him today. Restore unto him the virtue that he gave out to us as he blessed us last night and reminded us that we are drifting as a church and we need to get ourselves back on point, Lord. Holiness is right, Lord. Holiness is the way, God. So help us to heed his warning, Lord, that we stop drifting and we get back on point, get ourselves, get our anchors lowered, God, and get back to where you have called us to, and that is to holiness. Thank you, God, that we're willing as a church to pray. God, this helps put our flesh under subjection so he won't get the way. Men ought to always pray. And, Lord, that's what we do as a ministry, Lord, so continue to strengthen us and empower us as we endeavor to pray. And then strengthen him and keep him as he continue to travel to his next destination, oh, God, to declare the word as he visits district after district. Give him safe traveling mercies. Give him strength. Bless those that are with him. Elder Mark Thomas and Mother Charletta Thomas, continue to bless them and keep them as they travel across Virginia. But I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District. Oh, God, bind the spirit of confusion. God, bind the spirit of frustration. Bind the spirit of dissension. God, bind everything that's unlike you and breathe in the spirit of unity, Lord. That as we come together, your spirit can come to more and have his way. And then, Lord, I didn't get a chance to pray yesterday. I thank you for allowing Ram the Bush, Lady Olinda McCowan, to stand in my regard. I thank you, God, that your people can pray. Oh, God, and so I pray that you would anoint her, Lord, and you strengthen her, God. And you not only did it for her to pray yesterday, Lord, but she also had to strengthen us to teach us, incorporate yesterday, and give us the tale of two sisters, God. Honor her sacrifice. Honor her commitment, Lord. Honor her faithfulness, Lord, and bless her, Lord, today. I pray for Diamond Star and Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, Lord, and little Aaron McCowan. I thank you for Aaron McCowan's service this week during the district meeting, Lord. I thank you for my 7-year-old who will turn 8 tomorrow, Lord. He's invested in ministry, Lord, and he is serving as a drummer, Lord. I've got him in serving every single day. Bless him for his faithfulness, Lord. Bless him for his commitment, God, and bless him for his gift that you are allowing to make room for him. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Lord. I thank you for allowing her to make it out here safely with us and being able to participate in the district meeting, God. Help her to continue to pray, God. Oh, God, as the mothers of Zion do, God, to pray for the church, oh, God, and pray for the services, Lord. Let her, oh, God, have an anointing of prayer, Lord, oh, God, that would destroy the yokes, oh, God, that are trying to linger around, Lord. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard and Missionary Alessandra Miller, Lord, Sister Connie Coulter, Lord, and Brother Eric Coulter and their family, Lord. I pray for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham, God. And then I pray for Brother Herbert Lee. And then I pray for those that partner with us, God, that you would continue to bless them and keep them. And I pray for those that are joining us on the line this morning. They call in from all areas of the country, Lord. Sometimes we have a lot and sometimes we have a little, God. But I thank you for those that have taken time out this morning to pray. For you urge us and you declare to us. You didn't say, I beseech you, but you gave us the direction and the instruction that men ought to always pray. So, God, we pray that you would hear our prayers this morning. And we have that confidence that you did hear us. And since we have that confidence that you did hear us, God, we know that you'll have, that we'll have our petitions. I call out the name of Mother, oh, God, Joyce Campbell. I speak healing into her life right now in the name of Jesus. You are that balm in Gilead, and you are already wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we can declare healing from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet. I speak healing. I speak that giants do fall, Lord. And all of those that came up to the altar after I preached on Tuesday, God, that began to declare and identify those giants in their lives, I bind the giants right now, God, and I declare that they will fall in the lives of those people right now in the name of Jesus. I speak it into their lives, and I speak it into the lives of those that are on this call right now. Nothing that comes against them, how big or how small, is not able to be compared to the God that we serve. So bless them today. Show them that their giants do and will fall. And God, get the glory out of our lives on this day. We love you, Lord.
with all of our heart and all of our mind, with all of our soul. And we bless your name on this day. To the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.